Alright, so let me start with the roll. Who's on?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Sal. How are you, Elizabeth?
I'm good. Thank you.
Joanne Weinberg.
Joanne Weinberg. My favorite emeritus professor.
How are you, Ed?
I'm doing alright, thank you.
Good.
Who else? Let's see, Bill Barnett, Jeff Wozniak, Jennifer, Peter Hammond, Sarah Scott. Wow, we're coming up empty today. Everyone's on the WebEx, but no one's on the call. So, it's just Elizabeth and Joanne and myself right now.
Right.
Oh, so what's new in Vancouver?
Oh, not much. It's a beautiful day. Things are good.
Is that Joanne?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dale.
Hey, Dale.
Hey, Dale. How are you?
Good. Hi, Ed.
How are you? Hey, Dale. Bill's not going to be on, right?
Bill will join.
Oh, he's on? All right.
Shortly. He's going to come to my office.
Okie doke. Dr. Warren, you there? I have a number of people who have conflict for this because of the change in the time. All right, so let me just go through this. Michael, Jennifer, Bill Barnett, Ben Jones, Kathy, Sulik, Scott Parnell.
Here. Kathy's not here.
Jeff Wozniak.
Yes, I'm here.
Tina. Tatiana Peru. Peter Hammond.
Yeah, I'm here.
How is Scott? Peter, how is Scotland?
Oh, the weather is fantastic. I'm in the Highlands, and I've just been up the Cairngorm today, and it's beautiful.
Johan, here. And are you getting a lot of rain?
Yeah, it's today. Luckily, the sun's out. Hopefully, it'll have a chance to dry up before it starts again later.
Our Kirsty Donald, Tom Donaldson, Kathy.
Ed, hi, I'm here.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Ed, I'm on, but I think I'm having problems with my line. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
John Hannigan. Dan Savage. Helen.
Sorry, I was on mute. I'm here.
Okay, is Bill there?
I think Bill is here as well.
Okay. All right, Bill and Helen, I know you guys are presenting today, and I was wondering how much time you needed.
I think we need not more than 10, 15 minutes.
Okie doke. And the reason I ask is that there are some people who are going to be late today, and so I want to try to put your WebEx on the last part of the agenda for this morning. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, I think it will be fine.
All right. All right, so let me just go through this again. Michael?
Yes.
Michael, you're there.
I am.
All right. Ken Jones?
He's in clinic. I'm here.
Tina's there. Ken's not?
No, he's in clinic.
Okay. Tatiana? Kirsty Donald, John Hannigan, Sarah Joe, Dan Savage.
Here.
Yeah.
Who was that?
That was Dan.
Kirsty.
Oh, okay. Got you both. All righty, Ken. All right. Anyone else I didn't call? Okay. All right, so we are set to begin here. All right, so we'll have the WebEx toward the end of this call, and so that some people can get on who want to who help participate in some of what the Informatics Core is going to present, and they want it to be on the call. I would like to see whether we would like to get together at the RSA meeting, or at least the people who will be at the RSA meeting. We've done this in the past where we've had a lunch or a dinner together. Is there anyone who wants to dissent about doing that again this year?
I think it'd be a good idea, Ed. I think particularly since we're in discussions about what to do in the next phase. You know, I think, you know, more than, you know, have an hour, at least an hour or so to talk when we're all together.
We always have difficulty scheduling this, but I will have Jill put together a script, and perhaps it doesn't need to be at a mealtime. Perhaps we could get together for an hour any time during the meeting. So we'll try to leave it as open as possible, and we'll send that out. Jill, is that doable in the next couple days?
Yeah, finding a place to have a meal might be tricky, but finding a spot will be good. My goal right now is aiming before the CFAS presentation during the poster presentations from 4 to 5 on Monday.
Okie doke. Works for me.
Hey, Ed, I'm on. This is Sarah Jo. But I'm not on my computer, only the phone part.
That's okay.
Hey, Ed, I'm on too. This is Ken.
All right.
Just to keep in mind, if we do 4 to 5 on Monday, that we have a CFAS symposium starting at 5. So we would have to be in the room and preparing before 5.
That's too tight, I think.
I'll move it to 3 to 4 or something. I'll look.
We'll send out a doodle poll, and we'll highlight preferred times to see whether that works.
That makes sense.
All right. Jill needs copies of Notice of Grant Awards for the budget year starting June 1st. If you haven't done that, please do. Now, Dale sent out a Notice of Intent to publish the CIFAC-RFA, and it included things for UO1, U24s, and I'm not sure, is the UH2 a new mechanism, or is that one that was dug up? Because we've never used it before.
Yeah, I certainly don't know the history of it. It's essentially the cooperative agreement version of a developmental project, an R21, that many of you will be familiar with. And it's... The reason we've gone to this is there's been a kind of a movement away from letting consortium, in effect, fund their own developmental projects, not necessarily them being the PIs, but to pull that process. So what this does is it puts it back in our hands, that's what Abe tells us, that's what we need to do.
Yeah, and that's the requirement now.
Yeah, so I have a question, though.
Yeah.
So the admin core there won't be a pilot project developmental core. The admin core won't have subcontracts for the developmental projects as we've had in the past.
Right.
So are these going to be put in as part of a package with the consortium? Or are they just going in and letting the reviewers decide which ones get funded?
So there's really a separation between those UH2s and the other mechanism that will be what are actually creating the consortium, meaning an admin core, bioinformatic core,
a dysmorphology core, other
morphology core,
other cores,
something that we're contemplating.
So those will still come in as linked applications, but the UH2 quote unquote developmental projects will be unlinked.
All right. So then we don't need to put together any type of review to see which of the UH projects best fit with the
right.
That will be done by the reviewers themselves.
Well, the reviewers will score, evaluate, and score. But I think these decisions are gonna be in our hands, and we have, of course, a great interest in optimizing what comes out of CFAS. So we'll be, I guess, taking over that role of looking for good fit and synergy when we see what comes in and see how reviewers felt about them.
All right. So if someone submitted a UH2 that got a score of 10, but it was not a fit, right? Because that's what's happened in the past. We've gotten good developmental projects,
yeah,
but simply don't fit with any other thing going on in the consortium. So the person would get a 10, but NIH would decide not to fund them?
Well, we could convert that grant to an R21, I believe, if we were enthusiastic about it, but we wouldn't do that unless we saw what you're fearing is that it wouldn't be a fit, and we're not going to try to force things together. We're going to be look for things that have synergistic potential.
The reason I'm asking this is as I've started to write the admin core.
We don't have to fund any grants.
I know, but it's...
That are come out of an RFA. That's up to us. So our hands aren't going to be tied and we're not going to be forced to fund that grant and link it up to CFAS. So, we'll be looking after those interests, our shared interests, I think, there.
So in the past, you've had projects that come in that everybody was super excited about that they didn't fit?
Yeah. I mean, so someone comes in and puts in a mouse project to look at liver, and we don't see where the fit is, even though it comes in as an acceptable, even maybe a very good project,
okay.
Would simply write them back and say that we don't see the fit with the collaboration and there's no need to go on to put in a more extended application. I think we had one like that from Harvard last time, didn't we, Michael?
Yeah, you know, we've had a number of them, but I'm not sure if it's possible to make a review criteria the synergy with CFAS that would allow good science to be recognized, but projects to be funded based on their synergy.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be Dale or Bill when someone gets a 10. And told they're not going to get funded.
But they wouldn't get a 10.
With our 21s who've gotten 10s that they're not getting funded. So we have experience with that already.
Okay.
No, this is the world has changed.
All right, so I don't need to deal with that, any of the except maybe to mention that there are these developmental UH2s.
Yeah, there are developmental UH2s. It's the mechanism that is being used for pilot projects right now in consortia. It
okay.
is being used by all the institutes at NIH right now, but, you know, primarily the ones that BOMRITs, cancer, heart centers, and things of that nature. While I haven't looked at the specifics, they're intended to fit within those projects. So, you know, I would assume that there are criteria already that are built into it. And plus, we have the ability to, you know, to write our own criteria. The announcement.
Okay.
What happened in NIH that has changed over the course of the last 2 to 3 years, what's happened is, NIH has gotten more serious about not creating a grantee who is a grantee that then becomes a funding agency. You know, that is a responsibility of NIH, which is not supposed to be delegated. We've always looked the other way. We did it in terms of, we've done it, you know, since I've been here, well over 30 years, in terms of the centers. They've always had pilot projects. And
it's okay by me, trust me.
Okay. You won't have to do the work anymore, but I'm sure that there'll be some discussion related to the fit with the current structure in terms of what actually does fit.
What I really like about this conversation is how we've assumed that we're going to get funded. Just to keep talking.
Well, the check's in the mail.
We talk this way to everyone.
Yeah. All right. I got a request from a parent group who thinks we need a parent advisory board that they could then tell us the important type of research to be done. And I emailed them back and said that they want to model this after Canadian FASD. And I said that CFAS was set up a lot different than CANFAS, and that we were really independently funded grants from NIH, and we couldn't tell people how to change their research. These were peer-reviewed. But I did tell them I would mention this on the call to see if there was any more positive comment. I also mentioned that we had NOFAS as a member of CFAS, and they were the ones who basically were our interaction with the real world. Is there any need to discuss this further?
I think that there is a role for parent groups, especially during the discussion of the strategy for the next round of grants. How best to arrange for their input is another matter, but I think it's always valuable to hear what parents think. I don't know that having CFAS on the board means that, we would need continuous input from another group as well, but I think inviting some input from the group, either through soliciting a written proposal or giving them some time on one of our calls might be helpful.
All right. See what I can do about setting that up. In the first iteration of CFAS, we did have that. We had a parent advisory group. But their involvement was after the initial round of grants became much... all right. I'm going to try to share my screen here. I hope, is the CFAS website up there? Yeah.
This is John Hannigan. I just let you know that I came in late. Apologies.
Hey, John. This is the CFAS news site that you're looking at. And as you can see, it's not very current. So as we are going forward in writing the renewal, I think it would look pretty poor if this was what we had to show the reviewers. So I'm sure there's been some news since 2012. So if you could please email these news or updates. Look at the website, see what's going on, how your project might show up here. I would really appreciate it because I would be embarrassed to put this in the grant application right now. All right, so if everyone could be reminded to do that, I would appreciate it. Jen, you have anything about that? guess Jen's not on.
Ed, do you want news stories also that are related to policy or just related to the research?
I think anything that involves CFAS. So if a CFAS person commented on policy, then that should certainly go in here.
Because I certainly have been sending those in. I'm not sure who the right point person is to make sure that they get added to the page.
It's Jennifer.
Okay.
Jill, have you gotten...
You can always feel free to CC me on anything. I like email.
All right, I will.
If we didn't know that already.
It's a tool I'm really good at.
Yeah. Okay, the same thing with any of the other categories on the CFAS website. All right, so I can stop sharing that screen. The publications, to use the Google form system, and it allows NOFAS and NIAAA an opportunity to look at our collaborative work and see what we're doing. So please keep that up to date. And I've been looking at the data and the collection. We basically have 1 year and 1 month until this our current funding period ends. And there are some projects that are very, let's just say they're not close to meeting their target goals. And some projects that haven't collected any data in over a year in certain areas. And I think that that's going to be a real consideration in moving forward. If goals are not, and I'm not sure what I can do to motivate you, but I think the advisory board meeting is going to be a real consideration about where you are in meeting your recruitment goals. And some sites are doing outstanding, and other sites will have no way to meet their goal anywhere near the end of the budget period. Any comments?
Ed, this is Dale. So one thing I'm seeing is the Ukraine 3D images. I don't know if Tina's on or not.
I am.
I could understand how these images might be captured episodically, but is it the case that there is a camera there that could be in use constantly, or is it episodic?
The camera, Dale, the camera is, there's only one camera, and it's at one site, and it's has moved from one site to the other. There was a period of time when it wasn't working, and we delivered a new camera a few months ago, and it is working now, and there are images being uploaded, and I guess Peter has taken a look at them, I heard recently. So, and Jeff looks at them to look for quality of them. In all honesty, I need to take a look at the Google Docs and see if the numbers are correct there. But I think we have captured as many as we had proposed to capture. It's just a matter of what's being done with them.
Yeah. I think we've always had an issue with the projects for the Ukraine where they come in episodically. So that's not a new issue for us. But hopefully that will come up. But there are other projects where things are problematic. And so I would hope everyone would look at the Google Docs, see where you are, and do what you can to remedy the situation. Maybe my fault in not bringing this to everyone's attention sooner, but there would have to be a lot of work going on in this last year in order to meet some goals at certain sites.
Ed, are we sure that the situation is that the data just hasn't been uploaded and it's the subjects have been seen?
We don't consider it data until it's in there.
Right.
So, and like I said, some sites are really on target, and those people, I'm not singling anyone out here, but some sites should be commended for getting their work done, and other sites really need to take a long, hard look, because it's going to be, at least it's going to be a consideration in my vote on what moves forward and what doesn't. So, any other comments? Well, I thought that would generate a more heated discussion. All right. All right, well, that's what I had to talk about. Would anybody have any updates on their research agenda, their current research, before we start the WebEx? Nothing new going on. No one has any new exciting data.
IAAA would like to hear one or two progress updates.
Yeah.
So we're working on data from the SES and the brain stuff, and so we're going to provide Jeff with stuff for his talk at RSA. So there might be something a little more interesting on the next call, but we're definitely finding things. So that's cool.
How are the second scans coming? You know, one of the aims of the project was longitudinal scanning study.
Well, we're working on analyzing some of the longitudinal data. I think, Trin, do you know where the sites are for longitudinal? Yeah.
I haven't gotten any updates in a while.
So we're
checking the ones that we have.
Yeah. So we're in the process of checking the ones that we have.
Okay.
Long as you know.
Okay. Any other? No one's found any fantastic new results then, huh? All right. Well. Sorry, and IAAA. I wish they had more to tell you.
Just one quick update. We did submit a paper that was we listed it on the. on the website, and this was a resting state functional connectivity paper that went out, I think, last week to human brain mapping. So that's currently under review.
All right. Well, thank you. And so before we start this, Peter, any word about Mike's mom?
I'm afraid she died last Thursday. And he's now on leave. While he supervises her funeral.
Will you please extend condolences?
I will.
To him. All right. Bill and Helen, do you want to take over?
Yep.
Are there any other comments about anything, if people from NIAAA, the Science Advisory Board?
This is Ken again. I just was going to, for those people who are have a history with Rutgers,
yep.
Ed, I know you're there. I learned this morning that that Peter Nathan died last week. For the people who hadn't heard that.
Oh. He was my instructor when I was on a postdoc and I was taking clinical courses.
Yeah, he was my first IRG chair. And one of the first people appointed to the council when I took over running the council.
Yeah. Yeah, he was at, he had moved to Iowa, right?
Right, yeah, he was at Iowa.
Anything else from NIAAA? Science Advisory Board? I would urge the Science Advisory Board to look at the Google Docs and I know that Dan had some questions about what had happened to all of the stuff, and we had sent it all out. Jill explained that in her email to Dan.
My question was had there been any further information beyond
the
conversations we had at the annual meeting?
Well, I think there were things sent out after that, so I would have to check. But the three top goals or things that people have done during the last project period, they came to me to help with the administrative core. So they were just for my use right now. We were in preparation for planning for the RFA. It's hard to come out and solicit things when we don't really know what's going to be in the RFA yet. But we're going to start sending out emails through the FAA study group, ISBRA RSA, that CFAS will be looking for projects. People are welcome to invite people to think about submitting something to CFAS. So we're going to try to move forward on that and see what type of projects people can kind of submit. We're going to do the same type of thing where everybody does a one-pager. We'll try to go to a five-pager and then to try to save people time. We might make suggestions that people apply for that new developmental project mechanism rather than a large project, and that we'll start coordinating with the Science Advisory Board. But by the time of RSA, I'd like people at the FASD study group to know that this renewal possibility exists.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anything else from the Science Advisory Board? I think that Sarah, who wanted to be here, is back, I hope.
Yeah. I'm here.
All right.
And, Ed, I have to leave. I'm sorry. I mentioned to Jill I had to leave 30 minutes early today, so I missed your presentation, Bill.
Take care. All right.
See you soon. Bye.
Bill and Helen, you're on.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Do you hear me okay?
Yep.
Do you see the screen as well?
You could.
Yep,
you
look good.
Great. Thank you very much. Yeah. So Bill will start and I will continue.
Great. So go ahead to the next slide, Helen.
Mm-hmm.
So Helen's driving. So this is just a refresher on for people who are a little unclear about what we do as the Informatics Corps and who we are and kind of what we've been up and not what we've been up to, but this is just basically what our group is. So next slide.
Bill, you're echoing. If you're on speaker, if you could not be, that'd be awesome.
This is my only option.
That's okay.
Because I'm on a laptop. Let me see if I can find something. I don't have much. So here again are our aims, and could you click again? Right. So and looking ahead for the next round, we're looking at modifying what we're doing for AIM 3 and changing that to being novel informatics support for the CFAS community. And we'll talk about that a little bit farther down. So AIM 1, go ahead, Helen, and I'll try to get a headphone.
Okay, thank you. So for the AIM 1, it's the same AIM that we used previously. We provide management integration of the development, provide data dictionary, improve data quality, and different reporting support for the consortium. For data collection, we work with data dictionaries and access input tools, and in this, and we're just reporting, you know, this period from March through end of May. So during this period, we worked with several access input tools, which majority of them belong to Dr. Chambers' group. We provided additional discrepancy reports, improved XML exports, and for the 3D facial imaging, we worked closely with Mike Satti and Leah Wetherill to improve uploads of 3D facial images. We redesigned the data dictionary and provided additional opportunity to upload images, not exactly images, but records with or without measurements, because some of the images exist, but they didn't have an option to be measured yet. For the data query, we provided additional DNA availability option, and at this point, it's just the record that provide indication if we have DNAs for specific global IDs or not. So on the cross query, we added additional option, DNA availability. If you click on that, you will see what kind of global IDs have genetics information for them. And at this point, you probably will contact Leah Wetherill in order to provide your data with the data of regarding this DNA availability. For the report, we added new report of race, gender, ethnicity. It was requested by Dr. Madsen's group, and this is a report that includes gender, ethnicity, totals for individual sites, combined totals, and it was kind of redesigned in accordance with NIH form that Dr. Madsen uses for her reporting. For data management, as usual, we support data cleaning, removing erroneous records, and in addition, we provide secure box IU EDU for, essentially we use it for the for people from Ukraine to share their access input tools, and for any other groups that request sharing over the files. For AIM-2, it's kind of continuation of AIM-1. We design new software tools or modify existing tools and provide new modalities. For this AIM, I would like to report the DNA availability and new measurements, new records with or without measurements for the 3D facial images. And you can see that we managed to upload quite several records for that area. The AIM-3, we would like to include kind of new approach to this AIM. It's a novel informatics support. We started with supporting external users. So previously we had data developed for phase one only on the left side. And during this period, we added phase two data that is now available for the external users. These are future efforts that we presented during our annual meeting, face-to-face annual meeting. And at this point, we already achieved the, if you see this records with green background, tracking 3D images with DNA publications and face-to data, these components were already completed at this point. So for the novel services, we identified at least four different opportunities for us to work with consortium. The decision tree that was requested by Dr. Madsen group, the neurobehavioral decision tree, the interactive visualization platform for the maternal alcohol use that was requested by Dr. Chambers. And on the right side, these are examples of stigma mental of a mental illness survey that was developed actually at IU, and it was Andy Aronson who developed this survey for the other group in the university. But I just wanted to share it with you. Maybe if there is an interest to design maybe similar approach or similar survey. And in addition to that, I remember that we were talking about mobile application for recruitment concerns and data entry, and this is potentially in the future that we probably will work on. I wanted to...
So this is...
Do you have any questions?
I'm not echoing now, am I? So I just wanted to add on that last slide, these are some things we heard at the annual meeting, and we wanted to use this as an opportunity to just start a dialogue with the research groups and see what kinds of things you would be looking for from the next phase from the informatics core. These are some things that we've heard, but we also want to, and some things that Helen's been working on, but also we wanted to just start to get a sense of what sorts of things you were wanting to have or thinking about having for the next 5 years so that we could start to think about it for our proposal. So thanks.
Bill, I have a question, and this is it. I know that you have an informatics center there, but do you have a way to develop apps? I mean, is there a group that is specialized in biomedical applications for, you know, iPads and things like that?
Yeah, there are groups actually at IU that do that, and there's a couple different groups, so we potentially have access to those people.
Because I think that one of the things moving forward is that we would like to try to make this widespread availability for some of our assessments and recruitment. But right now we don't have anyone who does that type of work in CFAS, and so if Informatics Indiana can provide that, that may be another thing that we need to talk about.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different models depending on your business model, whether you want the patients to engage in this or whether you want your recruiters to use the tools. We can choose different, whether it's Apple Research Kit or Apple Health Kit for recruitment and consent. We have some people who can do that work and provide those tools. So it just, I'd want to make sure I understand the business model so we make sure to select the right kind of tool set.
All right, we'll talk about that.
Okay, great.
Okay, so I would like to continue with the neurobehavior decision 3. This is, we worked closely with Sarah Maston in order to develop and refine this workflow for the decision, and based on this schema, we developed initial version of the decision tree that is already available in the development stage on the RedCap application. It's a similar project that is available online, but we discussed with Sarah opportunity to provide a mobile version of that, and it's possible because RedCap provides us opportunity to develop mobile apps based on the survey or questionnaires, you know, that we will be using. So the RedCap is a rapid development of the form. So based on the choices that users provide, the fields are presented with different opportunities to fill out particular fields using branching logic behind the kind of background stage. And this is the example of the stigma of mental illness survey, and I would like to ask Bill if you would provide additional details about the group that works with the mental illness survey.
Yeah, this was done as a project for this called Bring Change to Mind. It was about mental illness stigma at IU for undergraduate students. And so this was, as you talked about, interest maybe from NOFAS in doing surveys on stigma that, since we already have a well-developed Sigma survey that, and we know the folks who did it, that it might be a nice collaboration if CFAS is interested in kind of better understanding the Sigma associated with FASD. You know, we can help, you know, put this survey in practice and if that's something that's interesting to CFAS in terms of its public outreach or just better understanding public conception or public perceptions of FASD.
Okay, thank you very much. And the last component that we wanted to present, it's an interactive visualization platform that we will be developing for Dr. Chambers' group. We will accumulate data from maternal alcohol use from 3 different time points and filtering this data through several filters like gestational age or social economic status and some physical features. And then we hope to provide the patterns of maternal alcohol use during pregnancy. This project, visualization project, will be developed using Tableau, and the data will be de-identified in order to, you know, to see it.
So this represents kind of a new capability that we have, and Helen's been doing a lot of work in visual analytics. So if there are particular questions that you have that you think might be well represented visually, Helen has access to these tools and can help develop particularly kind of integrated dashboards or visualizations that answer some of these more complex questions. So we just want to make sure that you're aware that that's available in support of your studies as well.
Thank you very much, and please provide your questions.
I just want to say I think that the informatics core has really come into its own and provided lots of very useful possibilities for CFAS. And so it's certainly a big change in this funding cycle versus the previous one. So thank you very much. And I think there can lots of that investigators can utilize now within the informatics core.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I think NIAAA would echo Ed's comments. I had a question. Helen, at one point during your talk, you mentioned that phase 2 data was now available. I know we spoke at the face-to-face meeting about having that as an option, but is that correct that anyone could request phase 2 data now?
Yes, yes. The phase 2 data now available and ready for, you know, to be shared.
And that was a goal for us to have that ready in time for the presentation at the RSA meeting. So
right.
We're happy that Alan was able to bang that out.
Yeah, no, that's
yes, correct. Yeah, thank you.
Great, thanks.
Is there comments or questions?
Yeah, I'm curious about the app you're talking about for recruitment. And Bill, you and I had talked about some other projects that are doing that. I think when we had our face-to-face meeting, there was some, or at least I was confused about, could we really use this kind of thing to recruit kids where we would maybe end up being with more for, like, birth mothers than we have now. So, Bill, I forget what project you said that something like that could be done, but could you say a little bit about that?
Yeah, we were, I went to a meeting a year or so ago where Duke was talking about them using a basically Apple research kit-based consent application. And the reason that I talked about business model is, you know, it has to be on Apple for it to work. So if you have it on an iPad or have it on an iPhone, that's great. And then you can make that available to your recruiters to do recruitment and then do consent as well. If you wanted to have people do it themselves, then it's a little bit more complex because you want to support Android platforms and you want to do it on the web and you want to be able to have people who have not smartphones also be able to respond as well. And so it's a little more complicated, which is why I asked a little bit about the business model. That's being done in a lot of studies now, and so it's pretty easy to replicate that strategy, depending on, you know, whether it's a recruitment goal or whether it's an outreach goal or whether it's just you want to handle consent that way. It depends on kind of exactly what problem you want to solve. But there are lots of mobile tools that are being used for this now, so it's pretty easy to build on the early work that other people have done.
Yeah, Tatiana.
I really like the idea of potentially moving forward, being able to recruit in some way other than clinic-based. And I think, you know, talking with Kathy and some of her groups, that you know, we might get at different questions if we go outside of clinic-based recruitment. So, you know, I guess we'll have to see what the RFA says, but I think the kinds of things you're talking about would be really exciting and helpful, potentially.
Tatiana has online for her genetic studies,
right,
where she can sense online, and so she, you know, would be helpful if we go that route in the next iteration.
Yeah, and Tatiana, are you on?
She's not, but I'm here. Not that I'm by any means can fill her shoes. This is
So we're talking right now with Salesforce.com about recruitment, and this, a lot of what she's doing is around biobanking, so they're using it for specimen capture as well. So sending out spit kits and handling all of those logistics. So this is a little bit of a simpler problem, I think, but we're looking at a lot of tools very actively right now for patient engagement, and so I think we would have a lot of options. Depending on, like I said, depending on what the needs and the business model are for the studies.
But so I think it would be really great if there was a way to have more conversations as we await the RFA to see how we might be able to integrate some of this in our ideas for moving forward. So I don't know if the idea is to wait for the RFA or...
Well, I think if I would start preparing my idea, and if my idea could utilize these services, then I would start to talk to Bill about how they might be implemented.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy to.
You know,
I agree absolutely. We can start talking right now and find out the requirements first, and then think about what kind of opportunities we have, opportunity exists, and We will find the way, though, to implement it.
Yeah,
we have a monthly neurobehavioral conference, and I'm wondering if we could get you guys on to one of those calls that maybe would be a way to think about it to start.
Sure.
Yeah, I would be happy to join.
Okay. Sign us up.
I'm just hijacking Sarah's conference call, but we, you know, it's a good place for it, I think. Sarah?
Yep, I think that's fine.
All right. Any other comments about the informatics project or about CFAS in general? If not, then we'll see each other all at RSA. All right?
Okay.
That's good.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dale or Bill?